Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and The Master Mix. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective. Happy Christmas and welcome to Aloft Studios Presents show number 11. I'm DJ Rue and this is Love Will Find A Way. It's the Arden Owl Electro Dub Remix by Delirious.
Look around at what you see. There's an SOS ringing out for me. Souls living in me.
been listening to Love Will Find A Way by Delirious, and this has been the Arden Owl Electro Dub Remix. So let's get into the rest of the show.
Welcome again to another Aloft Studios Presents and show number 11. And we've been in the mix with DJ Rue, bringing you that cracking track by Delirious. And so, how are you guys doing, DJ Rue and Clank?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good to be on the show with you once again.
Been looking after yourselves, listening to some great music.
There's always great music to listen to, yeah. There's no lack of that out there, yeah. Always great stuff.
So yeah, what are you going to tell us about? What kind of examples have you got for us this month?
Well, I suppose first off, it would be DJ Rue herself with her release Resting Thoughts. Perhaps, Rue, you want to say something
about
that?
Yeah, in the last show, we were saying about it was going to be out in November. My four-track EP, Resting Thoughts, and it's actually out now on iTunes. So you can search under DJ Rue or Resting Thoughts. And
hey, where's my promo?
Well, we've only just realised it's come out and everything. So
okay, so it's in the post then, yeah?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Anything for you.
Jiffy bags at the ready, yeah.
Jiffy bags at the ready. Vinyl then, is it?
Right.
Gold-plated, yeah.
Vinyl off iTunes.
Okay, so that's cool. So your release is out then?
Yes, so check it out, yeah.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forgot to mention, this is a Christmas special, so we're going to have a Christmas theme this show. So any other releases coming out? Any other artists to mention for this month?
Well, I'll be mainly concentrating on that in the Deep Life Showcase and Clank's tracks. But one thing we did want to say is that recently we went to a concert in Leicester in the De Montfort Hall, which is near here. And we saw this really amazing act called The Bays. And any listeners out there want to check out thebays.com. And what they are, they're like a four-piece electronic group. They do like drum and bass and house and what have you. But they're playing with an orchestra. And they're travelling around the UK at the moment doing this. And they play all their music improvised. And it's just the most incredible sound. I've actually got a little bit of a recording from Birmingham, funny enough. Of the Bays and Heritage Orchestra, and this is all completely done improvised.
It's just they're based in Birmingham, are
no,
they?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not actually sure where they're based. Sorry, but this was they've done a tour.
This concert was
recorded in Birmingham. They've done a tour of about eight dates in it, and they came to Leicester, which is where we saw them.
It's the Heritage Orchestra they're playing with.
The Bays and the Heritage Orchestra. This is live electronics, and what happens is, as they're playing their keyboards and laptops and what have you, it's generating notes which are going onto LCD screens, and the orchestra has those instead of sheet music. So they're playing notes as they're coming across the screen.
They just start reading all this music and they just have to play it.
Yeah, so it's just an awesome sound. Electronica, incredible drum and bass and hip-hop beats and all this kind of thing, but with a full orchestra. It's just an amazing sound. And so this is just a little recording of some of their stuff. So yeah, so that's a little excerpt of a recording of the Bays and the Heritage Orchestra. And amazing to see them live. They had a whole light show and video graphics and everything.
I have to say, the drummer was absolutely amazing. Didn't he used to be the drummer for Massive Attack or something, you said?
Yeah, the drummer's worked with... He's worked with Massive Attack. And he has a drum kit, but he has loads of electronic jiggery-pokery rigged up to it. And he's just the most incredible drumming. Mm. It's called Andy Gangadine. And so yeah, check out thebays.com. And there's other examples of their music on there. Really fantastic group, so yeah, check that out.
So they're using a lot of different kinds of instruments, different sounds, and I'm interested to hear about this new instrument called a jiggery pokery. Never heard of that before.
So it's like a kind of a didgeridoo,
but a jiggery pokery.
Yeah, I've got one in the studio.
You poke rather than blow, I assume. Anyway, okay. On with the rest of the show.
Yeah, another thing we've been busy with is providing some music for a friend of ours who has a Christian media company. And he produces videos that are sort of aimed for use in sermons. And he produces some really great stuff. And recently he's had a video come out called... It's all about baptism. And the meaning of that and so on. And we supplied the music for it, so I thought I'd just play a little snippet of that. Obviously, you can't see the video on the show, but we have all the links on our page. So I'll just play a little snippet of this track by Roof and myself. Yeah, so that's a little section of a video. It's about the meaning of baptism. It's actually got a vicar jumping in a swimming pool, Lee, so you might be interested to see that. Amongst other things, it doesn't make sense when you see it. And so that was music by Combiner, which Rue and myself supplied. So you can find the link for that on the webpage for Lost Studio Presents.
And as always, we would have read the link out, but we were too worried that Clank might have got it wrong, so and you'd have had to have written in and get it right. So look on the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we should just say a Lost Studios Presents page. You can find all the links on there. So,
The last month, Lee, you were on about our Christmas Master Mix.
Yeah, so for the Christmas Master Mix, we thought we'd open it up as a competition, get you, the listener, to suggest some tunes, some samples to go into the mix. And we've got a winner.
Brilliant.
The winner of the £10 music voucher is...
Can we have a drum roll, please?
And a round of applause for
listen to that. The quality of the Aloft Studios studio. Listen to those drums. The winner of this month's competition, or this Christmas competition that we put out, is Mr. Ivor Lewis.
Woo!
And
congratulations,
the tracks that are going into the master mix that I've put together for this month's show is In the Bleak Midwinter, followed by James Brown, Merry Christmas. Cool. And the other track that he chose was Silent Night by Boys to Men, the Boys to Men version. Not necessarily in that order, but those are the tracks that feature in this month's special Christmas Master Mix.
Looking forward to how you're going to put those into the mix.
Bit of Leanne magic on those, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
All will be revealed.
And you can check that out later in the show.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's get into it.
Clank's Tracks.
So this is Clank's Tracks from Aloft Studios Presents, show number 11. And especially for Christmas, we'll have a Christmas Clank's Tracks. And the track you can hear is Christmas Time, which is a very relevant title. And that's by Mr. K. And Mr. K, otherwise known as Kwesi, is a friend of mine who I've met through church. And he's a really great poet, sort of rap poetry. And we worked together on some tracks. And so this is his take on Christmas. Check out the lyrical content of this track. It's just really nice poetry, really well put together. And more than anything, it's just really got something to say about Christmas. So check it out. That's Christmas Time by Mr. K.
Without Christ, that's like a birthday celebration without the birthday boy.
Census.
Yet this happens every single year. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen, and I just can't seem to keep silent any longer. So I explode on the mic in hopes that I might awaken some from their mental slumber. The world's got it twisted. They celebrate this thing called Christmas without properly understanding who Christ is. You know there's a crisis when kids acting a nativity play are asked who Christ is, and they're like, eh? To them, it was just another play as fictional as The Wizard of Oz. Now, ain't that odd? Rather than Christ at the center of the celebrations in December, We push him to the side to make room for the real heavyweights like Santa Claus and the red-nosed reindeer. Oh dear, we've kicked Christ out of his own holiday.
Bye-bye.
And I'm afraid to say the general trend seems to suggest things will remain that way. The birth of the Christ, celebrated by drunken parties and self-centered materialistic consumerism. What a slap in the face of the God whose amazing grace has enabled us to remain breathing another day. I wonder what God would say when he sees this time meant to commemorate the arrival of the Savior on earth as a baby being reduced to represent, among other things, a family meal consisting of turkey. Christmas without Christ. That's like a birthday celebration without the birthday boy.
Census.
Yet this happens every single year. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen, and I just can't seem to keep silent any longer. So I explode on the mic in hopes that I might awaken some from their mental slumber. When I was young, all I wanted were presents. But now that I understand Christmas, all I want is his presence. May I present this tale of epic proportion. Christ, conceived out of wedlock, but no abortion. He lay in the manger in Bethlehem, born to invest his last breath in men. Hark, the herald angels sung, come, let us adore the Son. He's the one who existed with the Godhead before time begun, but slipped on human flesh and stepped into history to fix the damage done by sin. Cause we were separated from our Maker, but by his arrival plus death and resurrection 33 years later, he cancelled our sin debt. That's why he's our Savior. This Christmas, among festivities, I won't forget why you came, but I've seized this opportunity to praise and proclaim your name. And I pray that this poem sparks in someone a hunger for truth that's growing, never ceasing, until it brings them to an encounter with Jesus, the true reason for the season. Merry Christmas.
So that's Clank's Tracks. See you next time.
Talk Tech. So this is Talk Tech. We decided to have a new dedicated section in the show to talking about technical stuff, as we usually end up talking about something or other on the show. So, Lee, we wanted to talk about a piece of music that you've actually been doing on an application on your iPhone.
Yeah, well, you remember, and our listeners will remember that we've been talking about apps on the iPhone and the iPod Touch, particularly talking about DJing with the iPhone. Well, this app is a MIDI controller for Ableton or Talk or anything like that, and basically you control your music is still on your computer, but you can use your iPhone or your iPod Touch to control it. So yeah, simply I just did a remix, if you like, using this MIDI controller, and we're going to play a bit of that now.
Really cool, Lee. So can you explain exactly what you were doing in that?
Yeah, the application is made by a company or a website called iTouch MIDI, and they've made a couple of these apps. They're mini apps that you download, and the one that I was using there is called iTouch Tilt. And simply all it does is you, when you tilt the iPhone or the iPod Touch, It sends MIDI to your PC or your Mac, and what I had it set up to do was I had it connected to a beat repeat and just a phaser, and so when I was tilting it and moving it about, I was getting that effect that you could hear there in the mix.
Sounds cool.
The track was Wondrous, and I think we played it in a last month's show at the beginning of last month's show. So I just thought I'd do it. So I've done a whole remix, and maybe what I'll do is we'll make that remix available on both the Aloft Studios website and on the Mastermix website. We'll make that as a link, and you can download the full track.
So what actually, what software were you controlling that with? Was it any particular software or...?
Yeah, just sorry to explain that a bit more. It's Ableton that the sample was on, and I've set up my, you know, I've put the loops in there, and I've put the actual track, and I've put the beat repeat and the phaser. But it's actually the iPhone that's sending the MIDI signal to Ableton, and when I make those gestures and movements with the device, it's creating that effect over MIDI. So
is there any other effects that you can use in that?
Well, as I said, they've actually made these as different devices. I think they're probably going to make this as one app that you run, but at the moment it's different apps. So there's another one that works like a bit like a regular controller, you know, like some of the ones you and I use, DJ Roo, with the sliders on it and the buttons to launch the tracks.
Yeah.
Well, there's another one that they do that does that. They've got another one that can launch clips a bit like you do in Ableton. For those who use Ableton, you can launch the individual clips. But at the moment they're releasing them as single apps, which is good because they're only like £2 or £3 each. But I believe they're going to launch it as one big app which will have all the features, all the bells and whistles on it, if you like. So that, and that should be coming soon. So if you've got some Christmas pennies to spend for yourself or a loved one, maybe you want to download a copy of that, and as we said, go to iTouch MIDI or go to the App Store on iTunes to download it.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us, Lee. And
no worries.
Obviously, next month we won't be talking tech, but after that, we'll be back with more talk tech.
For you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you, have good cheer. Would you believe I've got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Welcome to another Master Mix, and this is the special Christmas edition of the Master Mix with myself, Lee Ant, in the mix. Enjoy.
Christmas is all about?
I want.
the master mix with me, Liant.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Master Mix. Master Mix with me, Liant.
I'm bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan. Earth stood hard as art, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow.
You've been listening to The Master Mix, and we'll be back again in 2009 with some brand new Master Mixes.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
The Deep Life Showcase.
So welcome to the Deep Life Showcase for December, and this is DJ 45 with his track Connected, and this is the Decaf remix. So this is Connected, the Decaf remix by DJ 45. DJ 45 is a DJ and producer from St. Louis in the US, and this track Connected is part of his free track release Area 45, which you can get right now on Beatport. This is a free track release of Progressive House and Electronica, and it includes this really nice release remix by Decaf. So check that out now on Beatport. And then just coming in is DJ Rue's piano piece, The Lost Sea. Again, as we've said before, part of her Resting Thoughts EP, and you can get that right now on iTunes. So check out Deep Life Records at www.deepliferecords.com and at beatport.com/labels/deeplife+records. And check us out in 2009 for loads more releases from Deep Life.
Love Studios presents.
So that's just about it for another Aloft Studios Presents show. Just to give you quickly some events that are coming up that we're involved in or that we like to plug. First one is Lovejoy, which there's another one happening this month in December on the Saturday the 20th, and that's featuring DJ Fitz, who used to play on Radio 1 Extra. So if you're in Birmingham, come down to the O-Bar and check out Lovejoy. It's just on Broad Street, a really nice venue called the O-Bar, so hope to see you there. And of course, the Groove Collective that myself, DJ Rue and Clank are involved with, called Revive, we're having a special Christmas party. So again, get in touch with us through MySpace, through the Aloft Radio website, if you're in Birmingham or near Birmingham and you'd like to come along to that Christmas party. And yeah, just to mention, next month we won't be doing the usual show. We're going to do a special show which is going to focus on the master mix, where we're going to be picking two of our favourite master mixes from 2008 and showcasing them in next month's Aloft Studios Presents. Guys, do you want to mention one more thing that's happening with Aloft Radio for New Year?
Yeah, on Aloft Radio on New Year's Eve, We're going to be having the countdown to 2009 by having some special DJ mixes playing throughout the night into the early hours of 2009. So you can tune into that. We'll be posting on the site the times and everything that will be starting. But that'll be a cracking night with some great mix sets to listen to and to see you into the new year.
So that is it for another Aloft Studios Presents show, the Christmas edition. And we just want to wish you a very special and blessed Christmas and a happy new year. From me, Leanne, and...
Happy Christmas from DJ Roo.
And happy Christmas from Clank.
See you next month.
You've been listening to Aloft Studios Presents. Remember to check out the following websites. aloftstudios.co.uk, deepliferecords.com, themastermix.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next time.